Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Yo,
yo,
hey.
What's going on?
What's good?
What's up? What up, everybody? What's going on, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio, man? How you doing? It's Big Red and Brother
How's
B.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we're okay. We have a call already. 1009.
Oh.
You're on the Dominion. What's up?
What's good? I missed y'all.
Hello.
Oh,
how are you?
What's up, man? How you doing, lady?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
We good.
All right. Speak for yourself, Red. I just woke up. Yo, listen. One thing I gotta say, night work. You know, unless you, like, really, like, you can do it, like, it's really you, really, I can't rock with it. I've been doing night for over 10 years, and I still can't get adjusted.
Yeah, night work ain't no joke.
Listen, nights are only good for three things: sex, sleeping, and partying. The only thing
that's right.
Say it again.
Night work is only good for three nights. It's only good for three things: sex, sleeping, and partying.
Anything else, that's right.
Yeah, anything else.
Yep.
You're hurting yourself.
That's right.
And once again, what up, everybody? It is the Menu and Blog Talk Radio. We got the guest from Absolute Truth Show, Lady T, and it is Big Red and Brother B in the house. Hope all is well. Listen, I don't want to get too deep into it. Hot Rod, you guys are probably doing tomorrow night, I don't know, but okay, three mass shootings. If you want to include, I didn't see it, this one in Brooklyn, I really didn't get into, I didn't really hear too much about it. I heard, but I didn't hear too much. I don't know what it was all about, but from California to Texas to Ohio, three mass shootings. But yet, y'all worried about Negroes.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah. So with that being said, I guess let's get into the topic, man. Let's just get into it. You know, I was I don't need to read the newspaper. I don't watch the news. You know, I may get something on Facebook, or, you know, you guys may inform me of something. I don't really rock with it. But when I saw the front page of the Post, New York Post, earlier this week, I believe, and they had this, Pantanello, whatever dude, you know, up there. And he's the guy that, no, I'm not going to say his name properly. I think he's a coward. He's a coward that hid behind the badge, hid behind other racists who seem to believe and think that it's okay to take someone's life, especially someone of color. So, no, he gets no respect from me, not even to say his name correctly. Yeah, Pantanello, he is the cop. And I say that loosely, who put Eric Garner in the chokehold and continued to keep him in the chokehold. He was
legal chokehold, right? It was a legal chokehold.
Legal. You're absolutely right. One's been correct. Illegal chokehold. Even while he was on the ground, saying that he can't breathe. Now, I don't know. I mean, doesn't it say on the side of police vehicles, CPR, courtesy, professionalism, respect? So, where's the courtesy?
That's not for us.
Professionalism? Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
That's not for us.
I just wanted to make sure.
That's not for us.
All right, I just wanted to make sure. So, now, I'm trying to, you know, get something. So, because, you know, what's crazy is when I posted it on Facebook, I looked at the picture, and I took it from someone else and shared it. So, when I posted it on the Menu Web's Facebook page, Facebook put one of those labels over it saying, you know, violent images. Violent or graphic. I mean, I was like, really? I was like, wait a minute. That picture was on the front page of the news. That picture was all over the place. But yet, I posted on the page of the Menu on the Facebook page, and then all of a sudden, you want to label it violent. So you know what? Yeah, it was violent. It was very graphic. Just like the same picture of Anton Sterling laying on the ground while a cop is still shooting him. And there's a hole in his chest with blood coming out. So, yeah, these things are kind of graphic. And because I wonder why they're happening. We're all wondering why. But, yeah, this pancake guy, Pancanello, whatever you want to call him, you know, has Eric Garner still in his chokehold. And the man is saying that he can't breathe. Yet the court wants to say that he had, you know, the wrongdoing. His death wasn't on his hands. So, I'm going to stop right there. Lady T, you know, Big Red, you're welcome to pick it up. You know, while I kind of compose myself, you know, before I got to go in again. Before I got to go in. Whenever y'all ready.
I'm all right. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, because I thought she was going to go first, so I got quiet for a
minute. I'm like, it's your show, out of respect. You go first.
No, it's okay. No. Okay, so they're saying that he had. Okay, so basically, they're saying he did nothing wrong.
Yep.
That's basically what they're saying. He did his job and he did nothing wrong. I don't understand because now that man is no longer here. So how is it that you feel or how is it that they feel that he did nothing wrong? Because he had a badge, because he's an officer of the supposedly the law. They felt that what he did, once again, it was an illegal chokehold that he did right. The man said he couldn't breathe. So you, at that point, you should have let him go. It's not like the man was threatening you. He wasn't doing anything to threaten. He didn't have a weapon in his hand because that's the first thing that, you know, that's supposed to be known is if he has any weapons. He didn't have any weapons. He had no weapon. He wasn't really, fighting with him. He wasn't being disrespectful or anything like that. So what was the purpose of you to keep this man like that until he couldn't breathe anymore? And the man had medical issues, and he was, you know, a heavy set guy, but he had medical issues. He's telling you, I can't breathe. That's not like you just fighting with somebody in the street, and this is like, you know, just you and this person fighting. You supposedly was supposed to be arresting this man for whatever reason, which probably didn't even warrant that their arrest, but okay. But then you choke this man until he has no life. Right, and they're saying that he did nothing wrong. But once again, as you said, the CPR, like I told you, that doesn't apply to us. That CPR applies to everyone else except for people of color. I don't know about us.
True. Well, I guess before this last, court thing, I read something some time ago where they said that the coroner had ruled that it was from some type of asphyxiation. Now, I have asthma. I'm an asthmatic. And I know certain things that can trigger your asthma, but and stress is one of them. So somebody putting you in a legal chokehold and taking you down to the floor, and then you're laying there and you're still being choked. Meanwhile, you have other officers on top of you and around you. I just want to get at the part where he's saying that he can't breathe, and no one seems to just say, let up. If you look at the picture, one arm was up, and the other one they had behind his back. Now, I really don't understand what part of, I can't breathe. So I guess in their mind, maybe he might be lying. Let's continue to apply the pressure until we get him in cuffs.
Right. I'm just wondering why nobody was able to put on the cuffs fast enough, if that's the case, from the time that they needed to arrest him when he had his hands up, if that's the case. I don't know. All of this just reminds me of, like, the Rodney King case. And you're seeing all the physical abuse on, how many other times they showed it on the news, the same footage. You're seeing it clear as day, but no one thinks that it was excessive force or whatever the case is. With the judge ruling, I think it was on Friday or whatever, and now they're passing it off to the commissioner to figure out what to do. He has a big decision on what to do, and then you have Pat Lynch coming out and talking about it and so forth. And, he's going to be always on the police side. Yeah. So
I'm glad you said that name, Lady P. He is one of the biggest racists of them all.
You say that you stand
for justice, but yet you're quick to You do stuff like that, and you defend it. How do you defend an illegal chokehold? It's illegal. It was banned from the NYPD years ago. I think after that, what was that situation with the up in the Bronx, the Spanish guy? Him and his family were playing football in the street. Was it Anthony Byer?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I think the same thing happened. And after that, they was like, no, like the chokehold thing, like, no, that's you can't do that. So to use an illegal chokehold, get away with it. Now, first of all, let me or you have done something like that, and then we would have been held liable for someone's death. But because he is what a lawful, he loosely, once again, as I use this term, he's a law enforcement officer, so you want to back him on a person who was supposedly selling cigarettes, supposedly. But yet, this is what the deal is. So while our problem is not with NYPD or law enforcement, period, our problem is with NYPD's policy. Our problem is with the system that allows these cowards to kill and do what they do, hurt people, and say, and they're covered by the badge. That's the problem that we have. That's the problem that people really have. Once again, we don't have a problem with police. It's the people that use the badge and hide behind it to do dirty shit. And that's
right,
what
exactly.
Pantanello dude is a piece of shit who hid behind his badge. Said, you guys got to get me out of this because I didn't do it. So you just decided to just jump on this guy's back and choke him all the way and bring him down to the ground and keep choking him. And that was supposed to be okay.
Right.
He's telling you he can't breathe. and that was supposed to be okay.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Part of your moral, what part of your moral mind, if you have any, do you just stop to think that, wait, maybe I'm hurting this guy? A guy that didn't do anything wrong, he allegedly was selling cigarettes. He didn't rape anyone. He wasn't a suspect in any crime. He didn't do anything. He allegedly was selling cigarettes, but yet you went this hard. And I'm sorry, forgive me for my language, but that's what makes this guy a pussy. Because you always pick on the people. You ain't out there killing murderers. You ain't out there choking murderers. You ain't out there choking the guys that fight back. You're out there shooting and harming people that's not going to give you that drama. Because you suck. And once again, let me say it again, to those who choose to interpret it the way they want to, which once again makes you more of an asshole. I'm not talking about cops in general. I'm not talking about NYPD. I'm talking about the individuals that use their badge and hide behind it to do the stuff that they do. 5891, K-Dog, what's good?
Hey, what's good, everybody? What's up, Big?
Yo,
what's up?
Hey,
what's
been
up?
A long time. Been a long time. What's up, Brother B? What's up, Big Red? And hello, Lady T.
K-Dog, is that all your noise you're bringing in the background? That's you?
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. Do you hear the noise now?
Am I
bringing noise?
You did.
Huh?
Bring
good
some
now?
Chicken. Don't bring the noise. Don't bring some chicken.
I'll bring some griot and some and some black rice if y'all want. But
I heard about this griot. I'm gonna have to try it. Does that have pork in it?
One is pork and the other one is just turkey or whatever.
We're gonna have to set up something. I gotta get some of that turkey griot. All right.
Yeah, man.
What's up, K-Dog? What's going on, brother?
Yep. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's been a long time. Listen, I'm listening to the show, and the horrific thing about this Eric Garner case is that the whole thing was caught on video, and everybody who's seen the video could see what was Eric Garner doing that was so wrong. Eric Garner was just arguing his rights. He had both his hands up throughout the video. He had both his hands up. He wasn't out to, fight the cops or anything. He was just arguing his rights, saying, why are you guys bothering me for? I'm not doing anything. He had both his hands out. He wasn't he didn't pose as a threat. Then when all of a sudden this hot-headed idiot called Daniel Pantaleo, I'm not even going to call him a cop because that's a poor excuse, you grab him from the back, and he didn't even fight back. You grab him by the neck from the back. Now, that chokehold, and like you said earlier about Anthony Baez, it was illegal. And he kept on Eric Garner. If you saw in the video, all the cops fell on him, and the man is literally telling people he can't breathe. And he doesn't say it like once or twice. He says it 11 times, and he's on the ground saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And you still have him in the chokehold. And what made it, and in that video, what made it even worse is that the EMT workers who came afterwards, they looking at Eric Garner like he's faking it. I'm like, the man is literally dying, and you guys are not even helping him out. And now here it is, 5 years later, the only person that's doing jail time is Ramsey. I believe his first name is Ramsey. Ramsey Aura,
who took the video.
Yeah, the one who took the video. Yeah, they brought up everything about him. They said, oh, that he has a criminal record. He's been wanted for drugs. He's been arrested. And the police harassed this man and his wife during this whole case. He's the only one going to jail. But meanwhile, Daniel Pantaleo is free to walk. Time and time again, we see this happening, that we're being murdered by police officers. And I'm not saying that all police officers are bad. I'm not anti-police, because let me be a devil's advocate for everybody. Yes, we do need the police.
But you know what? I'm not to cut across.
Yeah.
Because I want you to finish your point. But you know what? You are anti-police. You know why you're anti-police? Because I mean, everybody that's talking right now is anti-police. You know why? Because as soon as you do not agree, as soon as you do not agree with their practice, whether it's right or wrong, you are anti. Like one cop told me, he said, you're either pro-criminal or anti-cop. Just because I didn't agree with him.
Right.
Just because I didn't.
Wow.
And time and time again, we hear these cases about unarmed black men, unarmed black women being killed by police officers, by the very same people that are supposed to be protecting us. They're being murdered by them. And what even gets me more upset is to hear Patrick Lynch, the president of the PBA, Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, he's sitting there putting pressure on the commissioner on why he shouldn't fine Pentley. He even went as reckless. He was even reckless to say that the police, oh, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to make any arrests. if you fire Pentley, I'm like, why not? Why not fire him?
Well, you know
why
what
not
I mean? Because
fire him?
He wants to hide there because they know, like I said, it's that blue wall of, you know, blue wall of you know, protection. Like, oh, we got to protect ours. You know, his father was
right.
a cop, and father's was a cop, and this, that, and this. So it's that protection. We got to protect our own.
But
who's protecting us? That's what you get your job for.
Yeah, you do it by threatening. First of all, a judge made a decision and handed it over to the commissioner, right? So you're doing it by threatening the safety of the people of the city for one cop who could have cared less about this man's safety
Absolutely.
While he was
exactly.
doing an arrest, right? Oh,
exactly.
Okay. So let's see who's the criminal here. Okay.
He's more of a criminal than
anything.
Because he's
a criminal. He's a criminal with a title. He's a criminal with a badge.
Exactly.
That's the worst one. Because he has the power. He has the power to do so, get away with it.
Well, Brother B, do you remember? Well, I'm sure all of us, we remember what happened to Amadou Diallo on February 4th, 1999, do we?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. How could we ever forget? 41 shots.
40. Fired at an unarmed man.
41. Mm-hmm.
I remember reading some of the testimony from some of the cops there, and they tried to come up. I love it when something goes wrong and when somebody tries to come up with some type of terminology to explain the bullshit that someone did. Oh, well, it's called like this certain effect where they called it something where, you know, they thought he was shooting, so they kept hearing shots, so they kept firing. All right. It completely made no sense to me. Because the man was on the floor.
Right.
He had bullet holes in the bottom of his feet. How could he keep shooting back?
Was
he shooting?
Yeah, how could he keep shooting? He wasn't even shooting. That's the thing. But see, these cowards who don't use their firearms.
Nope.
They see a situation, and then the first thing is fear. Because you know what? As much as some people don't want to admit it, and yeah, I'm just going to go there. There's a fear. Big black man, big tall African man, you know, black woman, little black kid. There's a fear.
Fear.
There is a fear. There's a fear. It's
they're
like
taking
the
over.
Kid.
That's
Maybe
their
I'm,
fear.
It's a fear of a black kid.
They're taking over. They're taking
over.
They were shooting.
They're violent. They're crazy.
In fact, during that shooting, when they were killing Amadou Diallo during that murder, I called it a modern day lynching. They were firing so much at the poor man that one of them fell on the shellings of his bullets. That's how much they were shooting.
And they thought that he was hit. They thought that he shot him. He shot back. They thought Amadou Diallo shot him, so they kept shooting.
Well, dumbasses, if y'all wasn't shooting so much or tried to defuse the situation before it got to that point, y'all probably wouldn't have known that the man didn't have a gun or shot one of your own. You would have known
that. But this is what happens when you have poorly trained individuals. This is when you the fear, and when you have individuals that are not really trainable, people who just can't get it or just can't make the cut, but yet you give them a job anyway, you give them a gun and a badge because of their skin color, because you know they're not doing that for one of us. And what I find
exactly
is important, please, I want any of you to correct me if I am wrong, but a lot of these shootings, they always seem to be white folk. They always seem to be somebody white. Somebody Italian, somebody Irish. It's never a black person. It's never, you know what I'm saying? What is that? All right, they tried to use the Asian guy as a scapegoat when the shooting. But all of these shootings, they're always somebody white.
And I knew that was bullshit.
Just like these mass shootings. White.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Now, I'm not going to use this as an opportunity to bash white folk because I'm not bashing white people. But if you want to profile it, I mean, listen, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, damn it, it's probably a duck.
But see, it's a new fear. You know, you see what it is? It's a fear. It's a fear that they put. Okay, I'm gonna go way back before. We're gonna go back to 9/11. Ever since 9/11, it's been that fear. Muslims. All they're gonna do is get a plane and go into a building. That's all they. That's all you ever hear from 9/11 to now. That's all you hear.
A deep hatred for Muslims.
It's a fear. It's a fear. Just like they put the fear with blacks. They gonna now the Muslims now. So every time you turn around something happens, terrorists, a Muslim. You know that terrorists we have, once again, like I always say, we have homegrown terrorists right here that's sitting in a goddamn basement somewhere building a bomb and ready to go into somebody's school and put that bomb in the school. But guess what? If he's white, he's okay. Okay. If
he's
white,
he's
not a terrorist. He got a mental condition. Once again, just like you said, the excuse. I'm tired of the excuses of mental condition. I'm not saying that people don't have it, or maybe things happen where they do have mental conditions. But guess what? Get that person some damn help before they get to that point if they have a mental condition.
Nah, because it's an opportunity to use it, you know, for reduced sentences. They already know he's guilty. They already have all the proof.
Exactly.
Plead mental illness. Why not? Black men can do that, too, if that's the case. Would it work? I don't know. But,
it's not going to work.
This is becoming a fad. Now, and it's really disgusting, and it's very scary. It's very scary.
Because
you hear one, and then you hear, boom. Right in the same day, another shooting, another mass shooting.
Right.
It's really
same thing.
How many shootings does it have to be so people get the point?
Well, it's been 251 or something like that. They said more days than what the year has so far, or something like that they were talking about. I don't know. It's really sad.
But you know what? That with the whole mental illness, it's not mental illness. We know that. It's who they are.
We know it's not.
K-Dog, me and you spoke on this some time ago. It's the reason why the original pilgrims came to this country, and they came in and killed the Indians. Violence begets violence. This country was founded on blood, and it will continue to go such the same way.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to do the whole quote, but what did he say in the movie? The chickens is coming home to roost. Now you have all this violence that you put out there, these violent movies. You got Rambo. You got all these cats. It's just one man killing fools. Now you think it's coming back for you.
Absolutely.
Because the whole mass shooter thing, Like, you can't go around that. You can't sit there and say that it's a mental illness when it consistently is happening. There's something wrong with the way this country conducts itself when it comes down to guns and violence. Listen, no one, and I'm, like I said, I'm not an advocate for gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you're talking about military-style weapons. No one should have, no civilians should have access to them. So the question is, how do they get access to this stuff? How is this thing that you can go into the store and buy a semi-automatic weapon?
Because
well,
it's based on state-by-state laws. Don't forget that. State-by-state gun laws. State-by-state gun laws. And a lot of these red states, they allow it. So.
And they allow it, and look what happened. Look what happened. Texas is, what, an open carry state for the most part.
Hello?
Look what happened.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look what happened. I don't, you know.
Right, but... It's yeah, that's the thing. They get to do that, and you know, in New York, you know, you have that type of weapon, and you know, they ready to kill you. You know, they ready
well,
to you know, get
York,
at you for it.
First of all, in New York City, you can't have that. Like after the whole Connecticut situation, a lot of things.
Yeah, at Sandy Hook.
Cuomo felt the need to get involved in something that wasn't even broken in New York. It happened in another state. So, you know, Cuomo chose to go after the law-abiding citizens instead of going after the criminals. Because first of all, the criminals are not going to sit there and abide by some law that says, oh, you can only have 7 rounds in a handgun. And you can't have a gun that looks like this or a long gun that looks like this. The criminals aren't going to abide by that. They're going to do whatever it takes to do what they do. So what was the purpose of implementing new laws when they're only going to apply to the law-abiding citizens who have legal, you know, licenses to carry the weapons? But in New York State, in New York City, there's assault weapons ban. But now as for Westchester and Long Island, you know, certain other counties, it's different. Like you can have an AR-15, but you don't hear about this happening in Long Island. And you know what? I could be wrong, but you know why? You know why certain things you don't hear about in certain areas like Long Island or Westchester? Because people know, first of all, their law enforcement agencies are synonymous with, like, they don't play. Now, I'm sure there's a little bit of racism everywhere, but for the most part, they go by the book, and you do something stupid, they'll get you. But I really think it is people think twice when they know that you're armed. If they know that there's 12 houses on the block and 10 of them are gun owners, which house do you think is going to get robbed? The two that don't have houses.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Criminals are dumb, but they ain't stupid. They ain't going to put themselves in harm's way.
Yeah, that's tough.
But you have a place like, you know, in YC with, you know, the strict gun laws, but yet we still have a shitload of crime. And then you have people who are supposed to enforce the laws that are out there breaking the laws. So as I was going back and forth with a friend of mine on Facebook where he wants to defend NYPD, like, listen, let's not go with the NYPD route because that's not what it's about. What it's about is that the individual who happens to have the job of the job as a law enforcement officer who chooses to do what he wants to do. He chooses to break the law. He thinks he's above the law, just like some of these politicians. Even our own, I can't even say the P word and put his name together.
Well,
hey,
Brother B.
Orange.
Yeah. Well, Brother
Orange.
B, mind if I interrupt for a second?
Yeah, Mr. Orange.
Remember, I'm thinking about the Sean Bell case, and remember, it didn't even make a difference with the race of the cop because remember, the ones who shot up Sean Bell, two of the cops were black.
And actually, two of those cops, well, one of the cops shot once, and the other one shot like either twice or three times because they knew something was wrong. And when I remember watching the whole when they had it on the news, they were doing like a press conference. And you had the one black cop who only shot one time, he came forth and started crying.
Mm-hmm.
They put his script together.
Okay.
But he couldn't hold it. He couldn't hold his composure. He started crying. He broke down while he was saying his script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They knew they were wrong. They knew they were wrong. But the whole thing is this. What's sad for some of the women of color and the minorities, especially black men in the NYPD, if you say something, that's your ass. Yo, listen, my kid's mother, I said before and I'll say it again. Remember my kid's mother was in the academy. She said before they left, the instructor told them to all go out and get a copy of Serpico. Now, Serpico was, I think this took place in the 70s. He was a cop who basically, I guess they would call it ratted out.
Yeah.
A lot of the cops that were, you know, selling drugs, killing people. It's basically a precinct that was doing a lot of illegal activities. He blew the whistle. And they set up to kill him. They tried to kill him. I think it's Mike Serpico. Now, what does that tell you about this? And it's that some want to call it an organization. You might as well just call it the gang for what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe, what do you think about that? These are the people that are supposed to serve and protect, but yet they're getting into all of these jam-ups and they're doing stuff, but yet, oh, he ratted us out. We got to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talk about this blue wall. So this blue wall only pertains to people who choose to keep their mouth shut, or to the people that fall in line. So to all the Negroes, to all the Hispanics, to all the Indians and Asians, everybody that falls in line, you're protected under that blue wall.
All right.
As soon as you open your mouth, then there's a problem.
Then there's a problem. Yep.
And
you get singled out.
Is that not the code in everything that you join, though, if you think about it?
Well, you know what? Yeah, but you know what I find interesting, Lady T? I know they have a couple of organizations within these law enforcement organizations. Like they have, a thousand blacks or whatever in your law enforcement.
Mm-hmm,
they got
something
for Irish. They got something for Italians. So wait a minute. Why do you have all of these separate organizations with different ethnicities if everybody's supposed to be together? So that means you're
right.
Fighting
the blue, the blue brotherhood.
Well, I guess it ain't that much brother love.
It's one kind of brother love, but it's not the brother.
Hey, exactly. Exactly. You're only a brother unless you know, you keep your mouth shut and you do right. You're only a sister if you just shut up and you take it. And
right.
This is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem that a lot of people have with law enforcement. It's the power. It's power that they amp you up to believe that you have. Listen, thank you for your service, but your life is not more important than mine. Your life is not more important than anyone else's. Listen, where I work, a lot of people come in there, they want to flash their badges and all this. That shit doesn't mean nothing to me. You're in a different house.
Right.
Some of them don't like that because I'm not respecting your badge. Listen, you want me to respect your badge and respect my job and what I have to do. Because, once again, your badge doesn't mean shit compared to the codes that I have to follow. It's that power. It's that ego. You gotta let that go, man. I don't know why. I don't know why this guy, Pampernella dude, Pumpernickel, whatever. He's like 4 foot nothing. 4 foot nothing.
Because he was threatened by him. You know, he was threatened by it. That's the main thing. He was threatening him.
How do you leap onto this big man's back?
Because he probably thought he was at the zoo
like
or something,
y'all
I guess.
Seen, y'all act like y'all never seen these short dudes in the streets and how they act.
Yeah.
They call it and tall. I get trained with that.
Exactly.
I get trained
right,
with that.
Exactly.
I want to mush one of them. Like, you
right.
never seen that? Come on now.
He act like he thought he was in the jungle somewhere. He's, he acting like the jungle. Let me jump. Yeah, you know, like, he must have thought he was in the damn jungle or something.
No, but it is true because you know what it is? He felt that, you know what it is, why he did what he did? Because he felt he had that power. Remember, police officer, I could do whatever I want. I know I'm going to get away with it regardless.
Exactly.
Was he a rookie
when
this happened? Does anybody know if he was a rookie? No,
he was still like street.
No, he was a detective. He was a detective.
Oh, so he was already trained for something like this. Okay. I'm just curious.
He was already upgraded to a detective. So he was Detective Pantaleo when he choked out Eric Garner. And it's like, choke him out for what? The man had both his hands up. He didn't pose as a threat to anybody. But yet, like I said before, the only person who served jail time is the guy who made the video.
Well, you know what? There was an issue that was made after the Eric Garner situation. What's resisting? And they actually went on the books. What a lot of people don't know, this is why more people need to read, especially us, you know, Negroes. Need to do a lot more. So it always changed on the books of now what is considered resisting. So your argument, or you're just saying I don't agree, it could be considered resisting.
Huh.
It's just like this. Lady T and K-Dog walk up to me and say, oh, how you doing? And I say, oh, how are you? And then they turn around and say, well, we're okay. Where are you going? And I say, oh, why you ask me where I'm going? Like, that's a bit, you know, that's a bit extra. I'm in fear now. You see what I'm saying? You build this platform off of anything. Somebody simple question, and you can say, oh, well, that's like, why are you asking where you're going? Where I'm going, you want to follow me? Like, you know, that's, you know, a bit much. But they can just build off of anything. Big
so the same thing with him saying, well, why are you bothering me? So they felt threatened by
right.
like, disrespecting the cops.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because he was arguing his point.
He's resisting. You sitting there saying, why are you bothering me? And all this and that. It's like, what? Oh, you resisting? Oh, this we got to get you now. We got to take you down.
Exactly.
And Eric Garner, and looking at Eric Garner, I mean, listen, the man did not pose as a threat to anybody because he was just arguing his point. He said, look, I don't have anything on me. Why are you guys picking on me for? I'm not doing nothing. I'm just standing right here, and you guys are picking on me.
You know, and I wouldn't even say it was so much arguing. It was just the fact that the man was just letting it be known. Whatever you think and whatever you're saying, it's not me. Like, why are you coming at me? Apparently, Eric Garner had just broke up a fight, and the first person they want to come to is him. And he's saying, yo, I'm not doing anything. Like you said, he had his hands up.
And that's the thing. Like, did they ever say anything about that, like, with him breaking up the fight? Does that even come into play? Did they even say? I noticed that doesn't even come into play with this whole thing.
No.
And Ramsey brought it up in the case. He said that.
The narrative had switched. Let K Dog go into a Kmart and shoot up and stab three people. He's a mass murderer. He's a terrorist and all that. But let a white boy, we got to go there. Let a white boy go in the Kmart with an AK-47 and shoot up 30 people. Mental issues. You see, the narrative is always going to be switched depending on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm tired of people avoiding the conversation of color. It needs to be had because this is what it is. Stop avoiding yourself into thinking that color has nothing to do with it. Like you said, it's a fear, Red. It's a fear. These cats go out here and they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, their color is blue. Ours is black. They have an issue. They ride it. They come in here like they're cowboys. They come in the PJs. They come in certain areas. And they have these people that ride to death that tell them, go out there and make these numbers. Go out there
right.
and get these arrests. I don't care what you do, go out there.
Yeah,
and do
wasn't it. Wasn't there something where some cops were getting, I think I've seen it, where the cops were getting together and they was telling how they tell them to go out there and get those numbers no matter how you got to do it.
Oh, and that story, do you really hear about it?
Absolutely, no. Nope.
They keep that so suppressed. There's a group of cops, it's some Latin cops and it's some black cops. And I think it's like Asian. I think they're all sitting up there, they're telling stories of it. They actually have a lawsuit. They actually have a lawsuit going on right now because they were treated wrongfully by the department because they chose to stand up and do what was right.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the department is not about right. It's about, well, whatever it considers right is right. It's not about, you know, what's really correct. It's not about
that. And you see the same thing in the correction, with correctional officers as well.
Yeah.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
What's crazy, T, is that how, and so I've noticed it for years, how corrections and, like, NYPD, they have this beef. Like, you did the New York's finest compared to New York's boldest. Like, who cares?
But like, who cares? You all do the grimy stuff, but who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about
yeah.
that, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I salute those who you're doing the job and you're doing it right, then, you know, I salute you with it. But when you're doing bad things, I can't salute you. I can't support you. And don't get mad because people can't support you. So, when, like I said, I had a cop, and he actually trained me. And he said, listen, you're either anti-cop or pro-criminal. Just because I didn't agree with something, and I think it was relating to one of these cases where a cop shot someone of color
mm-hmm.
and said, oh, he deserved it. He did this. He did that. Really? Did he really deserve it?
You know,
I'm
glad you brought that up. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sorry for interrupting, but you know what? In the 90s, do you remember when Rudolph Giuliani, who was very pro-police, I mean, he was pro-police to a T.
Oh, yeah.
He would, whenever something would happen, even when Amadou Diallo, he tried to dig up some dirt on Amadou Diallo to make it look like Amadou Diallo deserved what happened to him. And that was the same thing he did when Patrick Dorisman, when he opened up a sealed criminal record after Patrick Dorisman was shot and killed by a police officer, and his excuse was, well, the guy was a criminal. I'm like, really?
Giuliani was a jerk.
Giuliani was always a jerk.
He's a
jerk. The same man who had this public affair and shitting on his wife and everything. Listen, it's funny how
mm-hmm.
people want to throw stones, but they live in that glass house.
Around.
Giuliani.
But he's the reason why the cops got their head up their ass now. That got their ass on their back now. He's the reason why for that. That's his fault.
But you know what I
exactly.
love? It? You know what I love it? I love when I hear, oh, well, you're a civilian. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it is. Listen, first of all, you ain't in the military. Like, what do you mean a civilian? Like you're better than me or you're above me because you have your title. Listen, that law enforcement title is a job.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a job. Don't let it go to your head.
Exactly.
It's a job. You're only
but
a cop from 9 to 5, ten to five. You're not a hero. You're not. Maybe that's what the department touts you to be, or your family touts you to be, and that's all well and good. But the whole thing is this: that's in your mind. It's a job,
mm-hmm.
and to sit there and really seem to think that you're supposed to be privileged, or you're supposed to get some type of special treatment. Why? There are people out there that do jobs that don't get any privilege for it or don't get any benefits for it.
Right, they just do
so
it.
What,
right.
I don't see doctors. I don't see doctors going around just, oh, I'm a doctor. Let me through. Oh, I'm a doctor. I do this, and they help save people's lives. Nurses.
Well, you know what it is.
Doing jobs helping save people. What type? What egos do they have?
You know what it is? The problem is this. Many people, and I do say this about certain people, especially weak-minded people, and they become police officers, they get the badge, and they get the gun. You know what they feel? They have a power. They have power. Once they get their guns and their badge, they could do whatever they want because they know they're going to get away with it regardless.
And
one case I wanted to bring up was Abner Louima. And the reason why those cops were punished was because Abner Louima is still alive.
Uh-huh. That happened.
He was able to testify.
That's
he
true.
Was able to yep, he was able to testify. That's why he got justice. That's why all those cops went down.
Huh.
But they were really trying to twist it. I mean, you can't listen. I mean, I hate to be vulgar sometimes, but you can't twist the fact that you took a plunger.
Mm-hmm.
You took the stick end of the plunger, shoved it up this man's anus, and then shoved it in his mouth.
Right.
You can't clean that up, bro. You can't clean that up. Somebody tried. They really tried to help the dude out, but you can't clean that up. What type of person are you? Sometimes you got to really look at it. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. You know what I'm saying? But you got to really morally look at someone, do a moral check. You stuck a plunger in his ass.
He felt that power. That's the thing.
Then you put it in his mouth. What kind of human? What are you? If you're not human,
listen,
what are you? What kind of
what
person
happened
are
to,
you
I'm
to do something like that?
What happened to Abner Louima was real fucked up. When I watched that police officer did. What was his name again? Justin Volpe. What he did was just beyond disgusting. I mean, you're doing that to another man. I'm like, what's up with that? And then after, they tried to cover it up. But you know what? Abner Louima is still alive. He's still alive, and he was able to testify. He was able to go to court and testify against those police officers, the ones who held him down. He talked about all of them.
The same old stories within the department, and it's like, when does it stop? When does somebody say, you know what, we may have to retrain, we may have to change rules? When does it stop? So,
it's not going to stop.
You know when it's going to stop?
It's not.
No, it's not.
Stop, Pete. T, you know when it's going to stop? I've said this before. It's going to stop when you start getting at their pensions.
Mm-hmm.
When you start,
nah,
when you
I
start
doubt it. Not with the person backing them up, but.
Well, when you get rid of that.
They have the powers that be backing them up.
Yeah, and that's the sad. See, that's the sad part. Once you start screwing with their pensions, things change. Because now you fucking with their family. They got one.
Right.
You messing with the future. Things change. See, the one thing that we know that's going to harm them, besides throwing them in jail, which they really don't throw them in jail, is they won't talk.
Maybe they should start. I say they should. Like my thing is, why not?
Because there's something on the books that make it where you can't. I've heard about it before. I really just don't even feel like doing it, checking on it. But I've heard about it before. There's basically something written in you know, where they just, you can't. Like, you can go through all the court mess and all this and that, but technically, I mean, you notice how they get off. But once again, it's always the white boys getting off because it's only them that's doing it. And that's,
right.
And once again, I does it fall? Maybe. You know, I don't think it's a mental illness. I just think it's in their DNA. They're just violent by nature. In the
there's no mental illness.
It's
no mental illness.
Like I said, It's just that they know that they have power. They know that they have the gun. They know that they have the badge. And they know that they'll have the right people backing them up. Because notice, Patrick Lynch, the head of the PBA, he's been fighting tooth and nail. Because even during when the Eric Garner case first came out, and even that Mayor de Blasio even said, like, this, the police use excessive force. Oh, he's made sure that the NYPD went up against even Mayor de Blasio by, oh, we have an anti-cop mayor. I'm like, listen, he wasn't being anti-cop.
Well, you know why they did that. You know why they did that, because his wife is black. That's all that was.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
He kept it real. He said, I have to talk to my son. I have to have that talk with my son about what to do when you are stopped by police officers.
Well, like I said, they don't care about that. They figure, oh, he's supposed to be on our side regardless. But, oh, no, he got that black-ass, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Don't forget, he went against them and got rid of stop and frisk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All that, too, yeah, well, yeah. Well, they don't
and
like
that,
him.
And that probably hurt their quota. It hurt them making that vote.
Yeah.
Because
that
stop and frisk
randomly grabbed
because
them,
that
put something in their pocket.
Because that
you
stop
see,
and frisk
see.
Was the was increasing. You know what it was? There was more racial profiling with that stop and frisk. Even before, but then stop and frisk. But then what? Every black and Hispanic man walking the streets, oh, look at them. They probably up to they up to no good. They probably criminals. And next thing you know, you get stopped like let's go stop them like. There's a crime going on in some place, and you stopping me?
Well, listen,
I don't know.
Like, if I got time on, I'm not rushing to get to a shootout.
They sure don't.
Especially when it's in your neighborhood.
You know listen. They don't though.
Listen, I'm gonna just say this. Knowing from experience and having to work on a job that where it was just that, yeah, they wasn't rushing to go nowhere, especially if it was lunchtime. They ain't rushing.
They wasn't rushing. It's really heartbreaking, man.
They wasn't rushing.
It is, but you know what's even worse is the fact that it's okay. Like ladies, you said, it's like the trend. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay for these politicians, these law enforcement officers to actually do what they do. It's okay now. It's okay to go out and kill somebody of color. It's just okay to go and choke somebody or beat somebody. It's okay. It's okay to do some mass shooting. All of the wrong stuff is okay. And you know what? This is part of making America great again.
Well, it goes back to slavery time. It was okay to lynch us with no remorse.
Yeah, exactly.
It was okay.
And no remorse.
Like, and once again, this is what it's about. This is making America great again. Just killing, just doing whatever you want to do, blocks off the chain, just, hey, have fun. Just do it. It's like a purge.
Yeah.
It's almost like first.
That's why it goes back to what I said earlier. You know, when there was the reason why I called what happened to Ahmaud Arbery, a modern day lynching, I'm like, listen, just think about it. Anyone who was walking out of that vestibule would have been shot to death as well. Because, check it out, during the days of lynching, when they would be lynching a black person, let's just say a black person happened to be walking by. They would say, "Oh, there goes another one of them. Let's grab him too. Let's grab him or her too."
Yep. Of course, this guy was going into his own home, and wasn't it somewhat of a nice area where I guess they figured he wasn't supposed to be?
They claim he was fit the profile of the Bronx rapist, and meanwhile, the Bronx rapist was a black man. But you know what? They didn't listen to the physicality of the person. Number one,
they
he was 6 foot.
Right,
yeah, they did. He was a heavy set man who was like 6 foot, weighed 200 pounds and had a big scraggly beard. Ahmaud, all of us look alike, you know, Lady T.
All of us looking like
that. That's as bad as with the damn Unabomber when they was looking for the wrong person. Unabomber wasn't even that picture. The picture that they had, that was the picture of the man that was doing the actual
so
sketch.
Oh my gosh, it's so sad.
I can't. I'm serious.
Yet,
when I seen that story, I was crying.
But yeah, you gotta have 60 credits. Yeah, you gotta have 60 credits. Like,
they need to do mental credits.
Yeah,
right.
Mental credits. Come on.
Like, look at these. Because you know, you got a new breed of cops on the street now. You know, the whole situation with the dousing them with water. Now, I don't condone anything like that. That was foolish. That was stupid. And if one of them would have got tased or shot, then it would have been all types of rioting and bullshit in the streets. But You were wrong. So by make no mistake, you're 100% wrong for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do want to do is I really want to commend the officers who went through that and kept their cool. Not once did any of them have the ego to feel like they were played, to pull out their gun or to do anything, you know, crazy. They just ate that.
Right.
I don't feel that they should have, but I really have to respect those are police officers. Those are finest. Not because of what they went through, but it's their reaction to the situation. They did it.
But tell that to their brothers
react
on the force. Some of them went and say the same thing. They got called punks and they shouldn't be part of the police department
and
this, that, and
the
other.
And those are the ones who go out there with the ego. Because you know what? It's always the ones that get hurt. It's always the cops that get hurt. And the ones that do have the ego, that never happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a challenge. Good cops get hurt for the bad apples. But with us knowing this, you would really think that officers would be reluctant to do certain things, knowing that hey, what I do today could affect one of my brothers and sisters tomorrow.
Right.
But of course, they don't think that way because it's a selfish mentality. You don't think that way because a lot of them are ignorant. Once again, it's the Neanderthal mentality. And make no mistake, I'm not going to bite my tongue about it. Because you know what? No one deserves that. Eric Garner didn't deserve that.
No.
Eric Garner didn't deserve people wearing shirts saying, I can't breathe. See, that's that ignorance.
That's I have a question for all of y'all with this, though, as far as that goes. And Brother B, you might be able to answer that. Being in a position where you know you're taking on a job that can be risky, you're risking your life with this job, okay? Would you not be able to pause and think of a comment? You're the person that's in this position right now. You know what I mean? With this happening, as far as, let's say, with the water situation, to make a quick decision on what you need to do as far as the safety of the community that you got this call for and your safety as well. So a lot of these cops that's always talking about, oh, they're punks, were you in that position to know how you would have reacted? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think those cops are courageous. And my thing is, when I've been, you know, the only difference between what a cop does and what I do is they're peace officers, I'm not. They have the power to arrest. I have the power to detain. I've been doing security for like almost 27 years. And you put yourself in. When you take on a job like that, you're security.
The tasing not hurt? Does the tasing hurt? It hurts, right?
I don't know. I've never done it. I mean, I carry a firearm for work. I carry OC spray. I mean, we're trained on this stuff.
But you have the right to attack, right? If you're going to use the taser, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I mean, we have the right to defend ourselves as well as defend the people, you know, or property that we're protecting. Simple and plain. So basically, I had an incident at work probably about a week ago where there was a guy that was telling my coworker, he said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your kids. I'm going to kill your family. And then he actually went outside, and he went outside and waited for him. He went outside and waited for him.
Wow.
So, you know, in that situation, he could have been detained. Because, you know, city and federal is two totally different things. But he could have been detained because he was making threats. But did any one of us do it? No, we just like, you know what, come on, man, get out of here. Get out of here.
Right, but
yeah,
that's
I,
what I'm saying. You made the decision on the spot what to do. That's my point. I'm sure one of you paused and figure out what to do for that quick second. Does that ever happen?
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was no need to get hands on. There was no need to wild out. There was no. He was just yelling. Now, if he would have grabbed, then, you know, it was green light. You got to do what you got to do. You have to stop the threat. But it doesn't mean that stopping the threat is pulling out a gun. And stopping the threat, you know, depending on the situation, oh, there is OC spray. You know, they're stopping the threat. But the whole thing is it has to be a threat first. And what one individual's interpretation of a threat is totally on them. And it depends on how the law wants to see it. See, if it's a cop that's being threatened, then it's like, oh, well, you know, you threaten a law enforcement officer. You're not supposed to do a sworn law enforcement officer. You're not supposed to do that.
Sounds like
okay.
They're thinking with emotion when they react like that. You're thinking with that ego. That's blocking you from making that quick decision right there. And then you go and do stupid things like what Pantaleo did. That's my point that I'm making.
That's a sharp point because that was ego. That all that was, even he, whatever movie he watched the night before amped him up, or whoever he was talking to amped him up to be like, I'm going to jump on this guy's back and I'm going to do this and we're going to take him down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't really care what was going through his mind. All I know is what he did was wrong.
Uh-huh.
You can feed it so many different ways, but it was wrong. And like she said, yes, you're right, he was acting off emotion. Because there was no reason legally for you to do what you did. I used to work in the clubs. And you know what? What's so sketchy about that environment, there's always somebody who will say, oh, I'll be back. Or somebody that just disappears and then you see him later. You never know what may happen. So, of course, you know, you got some
right.
in the club, some security in the club that's always on some, oh, well, you know, this and that, and they want to 86 somebody. That means throw them out. They want to get them real quick or they want to lump somebody up. But you know what? Me and a couple other guys was like, listen, hey, something broke out. Took the guy to the side. Listen, man, what happened? Or took the lady to the side. What happened? Ask them what's up. Like, yo, calm down. Listen, you paid
it's
your money.
Called
get
the,
in.
The escalating. Right.
Yeah. Yo,
escalate.
Come back and have a drink. And you know what happened? 9.5 times out of 10, that same person came to you at the end of the night and said, yo, thank you. You was right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that serious. Thank you. Because it could have went different. You're absolutely right. It could have went different, but it didn't have to go that way. So why should we allow it to go that way? Eric Garner, you could have just talked to him. Yo, what's wrong, bro? Oh, this is that. See, I remember back in the days we used to have police. When I live in Story of Project. Police, they knew your people. They knew the community that they were in. They knew the people. There's cops out there that knew my mother. That was like, yo, I know your mother. I will tell her what you're doing. You better get your ass home. And my mother be like, thank you. If you see him do something, tell him.
But see, that's the problem, that we don't have
We don't have anybody that looks like us in our own neighborhoods. That's the problem. We don't have anybody like that. They get these people that, like I said, they ain't never seen a black person, Spanish, nothing else. All they seen was their people. And then, like I said, when they get trained, all they're seeing is the bastard. When they, wherever they live at, like I said, all they see or hear is what the, you know, the Negroes do in the city. Oh, they're this and they're that, and they're wild, and they, all they do is sell drugs and stand on the, you know, like I said, it's just what always been told. So then when they get into the academy or they get trained, then you know, that's the first thing they think. Oh, well, he's selling drugs, or he's this, or he's doing that, or when he puts his hand up in there, oh, he's going to start wilding out. Not wilding out, but wilding out. He's wilding out, so, you know, wilding out. You know, that's how they think. But the thing is, we need people.
Yes,
we need our own. We need our own. But you know what the problem is? A lot of these young black men and women, they don't want to be cops. They don't want to. Not because they just, you know, a lot of them just don't want to, because they know the BS that goes behind that. A lot of them don't want to. They don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Now,
a lot of them is on that NWA stuff, the NWA stuff. They don't want to do it. Because the way they're seeing everybody get treated, they don't want to.
Correct me if I'm wrong, any one of you. But personally, I believe if you're not from the boroughs, because the boroughs have its own mentality. The type of from Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island, they all have the, even Manhattan, everybody has the five boroughs has its own type of way of working. And if you don't understand the five boroughs, then I don't think you should be a cop in the five boroughs. I really don't. Because you're an outsider coming into something that you truly just don't understand of how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You truly don't. Because you got cops on the street that know, they know how these cats are moving. Why? Because they come from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So they know when they have to do something and when they don't have to do something. Listen, I've seen situations where you have cops, they know homeboy selling drugs. But it's like this. I'm trying to have a nice tour. Make sure I continue to have a nice tour. When I come back around at 10:30, don't be here. Make sure the peace is kept, and nobody will have a problem. You get where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you got cats on the street that's like, I feel you. Everything will be kept quiet. But see, that's too real for a lot of people. That's two people saying, oh, the cop, no, the cop, listen, what cop wants to come to work for drama? They want to have a smooth tour and be out. So some of them set their rules. Not everybody's coming out there, oh, yeah, I'm going to bust some heads and I'm going to do this. No, you got some cops like, nah, I just want to do my crime for the night, put in my work, that's it. I don't need no drama, man.
All right, so I could go home to my family.
Exactly,
you know?
But you know what? I think the problem is these quotas. These quotas that they implemented. So now it forces these cops to go out there. Cops who want to make rank. Cops who just don't want to be in a uniform or be on the street all the time. You implement quotas, so they turn it around. Oh, I got to get a collar. I got to do this. I got to do that. Because, you know, if I don't, then I'm going to be in the uniform forever. Or they're going to say my productivity is low.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So what about the cops in Crown Heights? That's surrounded by the Hasidics, or the cops in other little quiet areas. You know what I'm saying? Like, what productivity do they have? The cops in the nice area, what productivity have? None, because they
you know what it is.
On. But yet you stress the ones in the bad areas.
But you know what it is with these cops. When you look at the areas where they're from, where they live at. Some of them, they live in the suburbs of Long Island or the suburbs of Queens, and they have no idea about the streets they are told to patrol.
Yep. No,
they watch a 50 Cent video and they think that's what our black they watch a 50 Cent video. They watch Public Enemy and think like, oh, all of them are crazy or something like that. That's what they think, because they live on TV, and they think that's it's a stereotypical attitude. So I can't have a stereotypical attitude. I mean, me, I'm not a racist. I treat people how you treat me, case-by-case basis. If you don't like me, listen, somebody else will. I don't really give a damn. What you eat don't make me shit. But the thing is, now we're starting to get to a point where you have to kind of start stereotyping, because the same type of people are doing the same type of thing, but you don't want to put a label on it. But when a black person go take something or do something, all black people are killers. All black women are this. All black men are that. Or all black kids are this. That's what you want to stereotype.
Why not?
So now it's time to start.
Black people are built for stereotypes.
Yeah, well, now it's time to start stereotyping others.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time. I think it's overdue. Because, like I said,
it's been overdue since these mass shootings, but okay.
Oh, of course. Of course. But where do you see the black cops shooting white people or choking out white? What if that was a black cop that jumped on some big white man's back like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that black cop would have had the book thrown at him.
You know what I'm saying? It would have been seen as exciting.
They probably would have shot him.
Yeah. One of his own probably would have shot him. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, right.
But he damn sure would have been condemned. He would have been condemned, especially by his superiors, because they said, well, why did you have to do that? But it was okay
for... Oh, you shouldn't have did that to him.
Yeah, he wasn't violent. He wasn't violent. And they would have specifically...
He just had a mental issue.
Yeah, mental issue. Yeah, that's what they always run back to. So if there's a mental issue, then why do these people have access to firearms? Why do these people have access to weapons?
Because they're not going into the mental to issue these things. They're not, that's not one of the rules of getting a gun. I have to check your mental status first.
Yeah, well,
don't forget you have people that are complete narcissists that can act like they're very much okay. They will con you. So how would you know what would be the agenda to prove that I'm mental? I could be mental right on here. I'm just saying, I'm not, Bo.
I don't know, man. Came across kind of aggressive there. I'm not
but that's my point, right? I had to fool for a second, maybe. That's my point. How are we going to really know? Come on. I don't know what's going to work.
No, but it's sad that we even have to have these conversations. And you know what's even sadder is the people who listen and then interpret it to their own little bullshit wavelength, and then they want to be like, oh, see, those guys are racist. All of them don't like cops. They're anti-cops. They're anti-this. They hate that. And it's like, no, this is the world we live in where people just want to twist things to their own liking. People don't want the truth. They don't want to look at it for what it is. The truth is what it means to them as long as it works for them. With Pamper Boy, whatever his name is, Pantaleo, whatever he did was the right thing to do as long as it worked for him and it worked for the badge. As soon as you start prosecuting cops or firing cops that do stuff like this, the next thing you know, people start, it's an eye-opener. It starts becoming a trend. And they don't want that trend to happen. Like I said, you don't see these black cops, you don't see these Spanish cops out here doing all this stuff. And the thing where it
because
came down to
sticking
Sean
to the
Bell,
book.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're sticking to the book. But that dude, what was that dude? Was he what, Egyptian? In the Sean Bell situation. The cop that actually initiated it.
Oh, the two police officers who actually committed the murder, the two black cops, and
no. Well, those were the ones that shot the lead shot, because it's sad they even broke it down to the point of who fired the most, and they published it.
There was the white cop was the one who fired the most shots.
I think, but he was either white or he was Egyptian.
Yeah,
one he was something, but either way. That bravado, that ego drove his ass to put his foot on the front of their car, on the hood of their car, with a gun, with You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, they mm-hmm. got out of this argument. They thought that they was getting about to get shot up by the dudes. They didn't know they was dealing with cops.
Mm-hmm. That's what the thing. They didn't even identify themselves as police officers.
Because, you know, once again, it's that provide. I ain't got to do nothing. I don't have to do shit.
It's the power.
This is just be
you
good.
Know what it is? Like I said before, you have that badge, you got that gun, you got that power. I could do whatever I want with what I have because I know I'm going to get away with it.
And
not everybody that joins, but yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why. Like, I remember years ago, I was actually on the line to go take the test, and I just walked off. And a couple of people were like, yo, what are you doing? And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't, because I was looking around the people that were standing on the line. And I was like, these are the people, some of these people I'm going to be surrounded with. If I get this job, if I pass the test and get this job, these are some of the people I'm going to be surrounding myself with. I'm going to be working with them. And all the info, and I'm hearing the stuff that they're saying, and I'm like, yo, I can't do it because I'm not going to be responsible for anyone else
mm-hmm.
but myself. Because some of them just shouldn't have had the job. Some of them just should, nah. I couldn't rock with it. I couldn't do it. And not only that, to be honest with you, I know what it could have turned me into. If I,
right,
if I walked up on somebody, I remember there was a situation where there was some dude had stabbed a little kid in the elevator in Brooklyn some years ago.
Yeah.
Yo, I couldn't have been the cop that would have arrested you. Because I'm not going to lie, I would have whipped that at you. Listen, I would have said he fell down a flight of stairs. You stabbed
You're
a
right.
kid and raped the old lady. Stabbed
until you fell in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Did what to that old lady? Precinct could have been right across the street, but that would have been the longest walk of your life. And you know what's even more interesting? Because we all have feelings. We all have emotion. There would have been a captain that would have been, or your supervisor would have been like, well, what happened to him? Oh, he fell down a flight of stairs. What did he do? Oh, he mugged some old lady. He said, oh, well, make sure he falls down another flight of stairs. Good work, officer.
Exactly.
And this is, and you know what? I mean, as much as we want to say we don't condone these things, I mean, come on, man. You got criminals out there doing real heinous shit. It's like you want that karma to hit hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things we can say we're built for, and certain things we know we're just not. So we got to look at some of the cops out there that turn around and have these attitudes because of the things that they've seen. Some of them don't want to do counseling. Some of them, you know what I'm saying? Because the whole thing is, you start doing counseling, you got a firearm. They look at your mental stability. They're ready to take you off the street. They're ready to mess up your job. So a lot of them have to sit back. Let's talk about the cops who actually sit back and eat the bullshit. We've been talking about one type of cop or one type of people who have power, but there's others that just they go unheard. They see the atrocities. They see what's going on. They see their partner or coworkers doing this, and they can't say nothing. They're out here on these streets. They're looking at the bodies. They're covering the scene, and no one is there to say, yo, you okay? You got somebody to talk to. Listen, being tough is one of the requirements of being tough has nothing to do with being silent. Because even the toughest people always got somebody to gravitate toward. Even a gangster, even one of the hardcore gangsters, they get love from somebody. They always gonna have somebody to turn to. But the sad thing is,
yep, most definitely,
the ones that get the coverage are the ones that do the wrong. The ones that power trip.
Because negativity thrives.
But yeah, and that's the problem. Negativity does thrive. And it's like, what do you do?
And it's really sad because you do have some people that are joining the force, you know, to save the communities and so forth, or think that they're joining it to save the communities, not knowing what you're getting into. But
and you know what? God bless them. Because I know a few of them. God bless them. I hope God keep you safe every day. Because, yeah, they are. They, I know some, and there's a lot of them out there. They just don't get the recognition that they should get.
Exactly.
And that's sad. That's sad. And shame on people, shame on the media who doesn't want to shed light on the good times. You always want to look at the bad, or you only want to protect the bad ones, but you don't want to protect the good ones. Because they need some respect, too. They need love, too. Like I said, I got to salute those officers, man. They took it on the chin. Now, to their coworkers who wanted to take it another direction, I don't know what to say about them. I guess it just goes along with that ego, that machismo, that, you know, we're going to get these guys, we're going to crack some heads, and nobody's going to disrespect the badge. Wait a minute. Is it disrespecting the badge or disrespecting you?
You, exactly.
Because, once again, the badge, it's a job, man. At the end of your shift, you turn it off.
No, some of them don't. That's the problem, that some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't turn it off.
And you know what? Then you go home. You bring all that shit home. And then what?
Yep.
You bring that shit home to your family. Then what?
Yep.
It's sad.
That's why a lot of them have domestic violence. Like, a lot of them have domestic violence, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, issues. Yeah, a lot of them, because they bring that home.
But
they take all that anger and all that, they bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them, they just don't know how to properly just, they don't know how to talk. And they feel they're tough, so I don't have to talk. I don't need to talk to anybody. I'm good. So you hold it until you explode and you beat your wife or you beat your significant other or you beat your kids or you drink it away.
Yep. Or drug it away.
It's sad. It really is sad, but, you know, like I said, it is what it is. So I don't know what Hot Rod will be tackling tomorrow night. I don't know what you guys will be doing. I'm sure it'll have something to do with this mass shooting if you guys do a show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it will.
Bob Talk Radio, Lady T, K Dog, Sean Black, Hot Rod. And
Hot Rod.
I just want to go back real quick to my condolences to families of these people who lost family members in all these mass shootings. But what I feel even more so is the fact that this guy sitting in the White House is going to say mental issues, which is a total slap in the face to the person that has to sit back and plan that funeral. That's the problem. So on that note, Lady T.
Miss you, buddy. Miss you too, K-Dog. Welcome.
Yeah, miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Miss you guys.
He missed you.
Big Red.
Yep.
Until next Sunday. Well, I'm going to holler at you before then. But... Real quick, that topic that I posted, did you watch that YouTube video? I think we're really going to have to do a special episode on that.
Yeah. With the female point of view on that, please. Yeah, let's do it.
We got to
Let's do it.
Okay, Brad.
I listen. I'm sorry, Red, but I'm not gonna do the episode unless Kate, Lady T, is in it. Lady T got me.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Because I know she's ready.
I'm gonna be in it with Red, right, Red? We gonna be ready.
Kate, that's right. We gonna be ready. Okay, dog. So it's the story.
So
yo, you guys have a good night. It's another one
good
in the
night,
can. Y'all be safe this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully
okay.
After
you
night,
too.
Tomorrow night at 30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, y'all. Everybody have a good night.
All right, later, guys. Good night.
And remember, absolute power corrupts absolute.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right
about that.
Peace out, Joe.
Peace out, y'all.
Later.